piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the food guys. Well, we were sitting around talking the other day about what makes a good cook. If you mention somebody's name, they'll say, oh, she's a really good cook. And you sort of know who these people are. But what is it about these people that you know? What is it that makes them a good cook? That's the real question.
This is a good question, and it has many levels of answering. Some cooks know how to make one thing. They do one thing really well, and they're really good for that one thing. There are others that are very broad and have lots of things that they're good at. What makes a good cook in this sense is that you love what they make, it's delicious, and you want to have it over and over again. That is certainly the sign of a good cook. The cook can reproduce something over and over again that will taste as delicious as the last time.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm cooking, John, I'm pretty spontaneous. I know what flavors I want. I can taste the end result. And I think that's partly what being a good cook is, that you know what you're after and you do your best to get that result. Now, all of this can be learned.
Well, yeah, I think so.
You have to learn what taste is. You have to learn what good taste is. You have to learn how to create that taste. And typically, you would learn it in the old days. When I was young, I would have learned it from my mother. But my mother was not a good cook because she had never learned. She had never learned from her mother, who was a fabulous cook. There's another way to learn today, but I don't think it's as effective as it was before, and that is from watching television. In the old days of television, even before Julia Child, there were cooks on television who really taught you how to cook, told you why you were doing something and explained how to correct mistakes and that sort of thing. You can also learn from books. The best teacher is just getting into the kitchen and doing something.
And it's experience.
When we're invited out to friends' houses, we always look forward to going to those homes because we know is a good cook in that household.
Yeah. You could say generally that knowledge is sort of the basis. Under that, we would subsume things like experience and so forth. The person has more than a passing interest in food. They're actually interested in food. Then I would guess that there's a variety of more or less balanced but well-defined characteristics like empathy, imagination, ability to absorb information, and a willingness to experiment a little bit with it, a reliable memory. Is very helpful,
you know. If you're starting out as a cook and you're not very confident of your abilities yet, but you have a love for it and you know that you want to become a good cook, follow a recipe and make sure it's a good recipe, pretty much to the letter. That should assure you a good result. As a good cook, once you have achieved that recipe, you can start modifying it on your own. Maybe you want the emphasis on a different spice in there, or maybe it has too much of something and you would like less of it. Then that's when you can start playing. I think you might have asked me this question a long time ago, and I was thinking in terms of if I was running a restaurant and I was going to be hiring a cook, what kind of test would I give that cook? One test would be to roast a chicken. I want a chicken that's got a crispy skin and tender flesh all the way through, leg and thigh meat, tender, as well as the breast. How are you going to do that? If you're a good cook, you know how to do that. I want a cook that can make a knockout pastry. I want a pie pastry that is going to be flaky and tender, and I want a cook to be able to do that. And a third test would be to make a souffle, because that's whipping egg whites and folding in and trapping air. Those are what I would say the three marks of a really good cook should be able to do.
You ever noticed that almost all the good cooks that you know are dissatisfied with what they just cooked?
Yes, that's terrible.
It didn't come out as well as it did before. Blah, blah, blah.
They should listen to what Julia Child said. Never apologize.
Don't apologize. Well, there's also the notion that somebody left out the secret ingredient. They got a good recipe from their sister-in-law, who was a good cook.
Yeah.
But you never got it to come out as good as she cooks it. It's all because she never told you the secret ingredient.
Well, maybe the secret ingredient was love.
I don't know what it was. And of course, you'll probably never find out. But if you're making it well and it tastes good, that should be satisfying enough for you. And another thing you should do is come back next week for
The Food Guys.
da 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 da